Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Track O'Brien on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, and this is the second part of our Ours to Protect feature on household waste. So the question is,
how can we cut back on household waste?
To help answer this question, I sought the views of the Earthy Virtual Assistant, Lorna Ann Tierney, from the Earthy Marketplace.
So cutting down on household waste might seem like a big job at first, but honestly, it's just about making, you know, a few small changes that add up over time. So I'd say a good place to start is looking at what's going on in your bin every week. You know, that'll give you a real sense of where most of the waste is coming from, you know, whether it's packaging or food or things like, you know, bathroom products. And then I'd say swapping out single use items is a really great first step. Things like reusable cloths instead of, like, you know, single use J cloths, getting yourself a keep cup for your coffee, or even using containers instead of like cling film or tin foil. Like, these are simple things, and then over time they really reduce your waste. Of course, shopping smart makes a big difference too, like buying in bulk when you can, and choosing loose fruit and veg, and bringing your own bags, of course, for when you go shopping. Obviously, if there is a refill shop near you, supporting them and going there and bringing your own containers is a really great choice. On another point, I would say in the bathroom, switching to bars instead of bottles, like shampoo bars or solid soap. And that cuts down on plastic, and things like washable makeup pads or reusable razors are great swaps too. So, of course, it all is really important to recycle. So recycling is super important, but reducing and reusing comes first. If you can avoid bringing it into the house in the first place, you won't have to figure out how to get rid of it. So that's a really good rule to live by. And at the end of the day, it's not about being perfect. It's just about noticing where you can do a bit better and giving it a go. So every little change counts.
I also met with father of four, Portico Mortin, in Canvara in Galway, who decided a number of years ago to do away with domestic refuse charges, a move that made them more aware of how easy they were accumulating waste and how a slight mind shift could help their pocket and the environment.
We had a contract with a refuse collecting company, and they went to increase it a lot, and we kind of thought that that was pretty the way that was going to go, so maybe we should get ready to have some other way to deal with the refuse. So we thought, well, we just bring it to the local recycling centre. And it turns out, with a bit of effort, it's an awful lot cheaper than it would have been if we'd stayed with the refuse collectors. But it also made us think to stand back and look at what we're using and how we're processing it and how we're moving it on. Because everything we take into the house is, well, most of 95% of what we take into the house is valuable to us, be it food or be it furniture or different bits and pieces, like we value where we live. So what we have finished using, the chances are it's going to be fine. We just don't need it anymore. We don't have any space for it. So there's value in it. And funny enough, a lot of things that we had were passed on to us by other families. You know, cool, messy jerseys that our kids ended up wearing when they were very, very small. And what our kids passed on to other people was also valuable because they had great experiences in it. And I think living consciously in terms of valuing what we have, valuing what we're passing on, that it's not just rubbish, it's a lot of it is good stuff that we need to move. And I think that's probably there's some kind of space between good stuff that I have and rubbish that needs to get filled by something else. So if we had, I don't know, electric goods that were still good but we didn't need them anymore, there's no place that I know of that you can just send them, because
and does, you know, the actual process of cutting down on waste, where does that come into it when you're out shopping in the first place?
Well, when we buy something, we definitely look at what's the end of this product and what's the end of the package and where does all that go. And like, if we were going to get apples, we'd probably look for the apples that we like to eat the most. But if it was a choice between one in, like, natural wrapping and one that was in
soft plastic,
a lot of plastic and styrofoam, you kind of think, well, that's, yeah, you definitely have to go with the natural product. Like, it's a big ask for probably for shops to go and pay attention to that and do that, but I think that's what we're saying. It's all about paying attention to how we're living and trying to make really good choices and try to prepare ourselves to live a life that we want to live, which is, I know, in a world that pays attention to waste, because otherwise we just consume too much and don't think about where all that stuff goes.
It does all seem to be about making a few slight changes in the thinking process, particularly at the point of purchase. Spending a bit more time to consider the waste that would be involved with the various product packaging on the market and looking for more sustainable alternatives before you buy. To find out about other simple changes we can all make, I caught up with Ciarán Byrne from the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland to see if he'd have any general pointers for families who'd like to cut down on their carbon footprint.
So that is really simple. It's kind of a menu of activities. And just think of it as a citizen. Pretty much everything you can do and you do in your home, you have an opportunity to reduce. Let me start the easy part. Efficiency in the home. So looking at your electrical supplier, switch to a green energy supplier. Improve the insulation in your home. So making sure your home is insulated so it's cheaper to run. It requires less energy to run it. Installing energy efficiency appliances. And you'll see these in all the stores and they've got a little label on them. So getting a higher. And what that means is the appliance uses less energy to produce the thing it's supposed to do, whether it's tumble dryer or washer or dishwasher or something like that. Reducing the heating and cooling. So we often say just turning down the thermostat in your home, just a small amount, has a significant impact. And then a really important one is turning off lights and standbys and power modes right the way across the house, the vampire load. So stuff that's still sitting there, it's consuming energy all the time while you're not there. Then you can look at, okay, when I leave my home, so I'm going to, as we talked earlier about walking or driving, so using sustainable transport, so get the bus.
Yeah.
Cycle, walk. Even if you are driving, drive efficiently. So in terms of how you drive can significantly reduce the amount of fuel you use. But also if there's opportunities to carpool. And then you think about, what are the things I use in my home? So rather than this kind of idea of linear consumption, I buy something, I use it, I throw it out. Mm. What about the circular economy where I buy something, I use it, I repair it, if it needs to be repaired, and I kind of prolong its life. Or once it's over its life, I recycle it or repurpose it. Also looking at buying second and refurbished goods. Looking at individual behavioural choice like avoiding single-use plastics. So why do I buy stuff, food that's wrapped up in plastic and like that? Single-use plastics. And then food waste is a huge one. We have a very high level of food waste in this country. Mm. And food waste contributes an awful lot of greenhouse gas emissions. And people would be scared and surprised to see how much that does. And then finally, in terms of food choices, what you actually eat. Moving towards a more plant-based diet is definitely better for the environment. As is choosing local and seasonal food. So when you're standing in a supermarket, you can see the avocados from somewhere like Mexico, and you can see the apple from County Meath or County Armagh. Which one is easier and cheaper, less carbon required to get it to the supermarket? And then even cooking more efficiently. So when you put your oven on, how you use your oven, things like that will reduce in the home. And then finally, the water conservation, because in Ireland we've been very lucky. We have oodles of water, or we think we've oodles of water actually. And water is a really precious resource, and for so long in this country we've just taken it for granted. But leaving the tap running, that's good potable, as in drinkable water is going down the tap. What you don't see is an extraordinary amount of processing required and energy required to turn that into good clean drinking water. So the less of that we use, the more efficient we are.
Hours to Protect will be back next week at the same time, when we'll be chatting with Georgia O'Neill about the Toy Library, who are on a mission to make playtime more sustainable and accessible for all children by keeping toys in the circular economy. That's Hours to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with myself, Track O'Brien, on next Sunday evening at 8:45.
Hours to Protect is funded by Comisiú na mBean with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more information.